Terry Graves along with Billy Blank here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium as we have the Unitico Spartans now finishing their warm-up exercises and going to the far sidelines. Just as a follow-up to something I mentioned yesterday, you remember I was impressed with Lopez LeMans coming back to help rescue the indoor track program up at Tully High School. I have not gotten any totals back in, and I tried, believe me, to find out how many runners came out, but they said it was many. And as a result, he is going on a book tour. He's going to be signing books coming up. I believe it is on Tuesday night. He will be at the Barnes & Noble up in DeWitt signing copies of his book, which is called Running for My Life. And it was written by Mark, or with the help of Mark Keeby. And what he did yesterday is he came in addition to doing the fun run that they had, 5K and 1K fun runs. He also sat around the Tully Public Library and signed copies of the book that he had written. So it is one of those things where I give a tip of the hat to Olympian Lopez LeMond.
Both team captains out on the field. Meeting is done. The Unitigo Spartans will be kicking off to the Seton Catholic Central Saints to start the third quarter. The Saints going from right to left in this third quarter. The Spartans from left to right. And to bring you the play-by-play in the third quarter is Harry Graves.
I'm assuming, since I don't find my little piece of paper, that you have already grabbed it back. Or am I assuming wrong here? Where's your piece of paper that has the scoring recap on it? Have I put that in some, unobvious place for you? We'll get it for you, folks. The ball is being teed up out in front of us. Still have no idea what I did with that thing. And finally, it's going to be kicked away. We'll find it for you in a second, Bill. You can go ahead and look at things. Finally, the ball is going to be brought out of bounds. It was going to be run back by Connor McCormick. McCormick is hit at about the 27-yard line and finally pushed out of bounds. Do you have it or not? How could we end up losing something like that? Trust me, happens easily. And we'll see if I tucked it back under a flap here. I probably did. Who knows? I don't know what I did with it. The mysteries continue, folks. I don't know. You can look at that thing again. My embarrassment. On the field, the ball is going to be lofted into the air. Intended receiver was downfield. And that was going to be Dominic Gronowski. He's not able to catch up with it. Ah, that looks like it might be. You'll have to reach around and click that. That may have blocked from the outside. That may be what she wants. One of the things, there are several sections to the booth up here. And as a result, we happen to be in the first one that's closest to the door, so sometimes people coming in, we have to take care of their needs. Ball is going to be snapped back to Olson. Olson finds a little bit of running room as he is going to be met by a bunch of white jerseys on that second and 10, and it looks like no gain whatsoever, Mr. Bell, and they're going to flip the marker over, and it's going to be third and maybe 10.5.
Yeah, they tried the option there with Olson and McCormick, and Olson kept it himself, and much like the first half, the Spartans' defense has not given in. They've really been able to read where the ball is going to be and keep the Saints off the scoreboard, still in search of their first points tonight as we are 1 minute into this third quarter.
So long count this time. Olson standing right at his 22-yard line. Oh, look out. Somebody blows in fiercely. Come on, get out your number here. This time it's going to be number 41. I was looking down there thinking it was going to be Ethan Barber doing it again, but it's going to be Nate Wilsey, a 5'8", 183-pound sophomore who just blew through a hole in that line and drops Olsen back for a rather long loss.
And that's a very quick three and out.
The ball marked right at the 20-yard line. That is going to mean now a fourth, and we'll call it about 17, and the kick, when it comes forth, doesn't even get to midfield. They're going to let it roll, and it will still be in the territory of the Saints, marked down at about the 48.5-yard line. There are days when I am certain that you want to knock your head against the wall and say, will it ever get better? That is exactly what the coaching staff has to be saying for the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Whew. You and I were talking last week with the coach Brian Mister prior to the game. And he was telling us he had great hopes for the season, but I'll tell you, after the first couple of games, he has to be frustrated at no end. Long pass downfield. It is going to be Kellen who comes in. He goes up with it. So does Cody Nichols. The two of them come down with it, and they say it is a reception. And with that pass, the play will move all the way down to the 20-yard line. And with that, Butler and company are knocking at the door again. 9:54, showing period number three. Van Alstyne moves by. Butler keeps the ball. Butler goes in on a 20-yard romp. And as they have done so many times, Butler and Van Alstyne sort of hand that ball back and forth about who's going to take it. Well, when that happens, it's usually Butler who pulls it back in and runs with it. He did that time, and he had the defense totally buffaloed. Firebend again going to be doing the kicking. Butler down on one knee, getting to take the snap. It's down, it's up, it is right on the money, and the two officials come out, put their hands up, and our score has gone to 35-0, now 36-0, as the scoring just continues for the Unitiga Spartans.
A crucial drive for them to start the second half, and if the Saints could have gotten a step up defensively, you try to get some momentum back after your offense just went three and out, but instead Unitiga picking right up where they left off in that first half. Another rushing touchdown for them, and they have this game well in hand with a 36-0 lead right now.
I think we mentioned this last night, and we said there was something about the Big Mo, and it is momentum. How's my color tonight?
Very good.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Tomatoes have all come into bloom, and I've been eating them right and left, so if I don't have a little pink in my cheeks today, it's not for lack of trying. Love vine-ripened tomatoes. Approaching the ball, it is going to be Firebend. Boom! And a long kick taken at about the 20-yard line. And getting across the 20 to about the 25, let's see, they're going to be 88, so that will be Connor McCormick. No appreciable run back at all, as they'll spot the ball down at the 24-yard line. And we are going to be having it first and 10 for the Saints from the 24.
And I did not expect them to change anything up. They continue to run that spread offense, tried to get Robert Olsen in sync with his good core of receivers, but they got to avoid the turnovers.
Granowski splits way off to the left-hand side. There is the call by Olsen. He keeps it, and let's see, will he get anything? Let's see if he managed to get a handoff in there. Ball is going to be up off the ground. It's number 40. That is McCormick. So McCormick manages to maybe pick up a yard or two. We did see that Olsen obviously did make the handoff, but to no great avail. Coming out of the ball game will be Dan O'Brien, as he will talk to the coach and get things ready to go. Olsen already back in the huddle. 8:44, the clock running. Nate Whitman off to the near side. And the play way off on the hash mark on the far side. It's going to be a ground and out right up the middle. And coming up off the bottom of the pile, but no great gain on the play. Maybe a yard, maybe two. Looks like it was McCormick in there again on the carry. Olsen has talked to the coaches, and he comes back out onto the field and is ready to go. 8:10 showing on the clock.
And pretty soon that clock is going to be an enemy, as we're nearly halfway through this third quarter, and we're going to have to start speeding it up offensively for the Saints.
Ooh, we're going to have a high snap. No flag on the play. Somebody read that perfectly for Unitigo and was off and running. The ball will be down to Gronowski on the pass, and Gronowski is going to get toward midfield. He'll get across midfield. That ball will be down at the 47.5 in an area where it hasn't been in a long time, Spartan territory.
And that was a beautiful throw by Olsen, led Gronowski in stride, and he was able to pick up a few more yards after the catch. Great play on third down for the Saints, and maybe that will spark a little rally by them here during this drive.
Oh, look out. The ball is going to be dropped by Olsen. Olsen that time took the snap. It came back a little bit higher than he wanted. He lost control of the ball. It went down on this turf, and he very alertly picked it up. Still got the pass off, but it is going to be an incomplete forward pass, and it will be a second and 10. 7:20, clock running, third period. Well, clock not running, but it is waiting for everybody to get back in the huddle. We're going to have Gronowski now flanked right. Long count. Olsen wants to pass, has to scramble a little bit, gets a lot of pressure, still on his feet. He runs it himself across the 50, across the 45, and finally out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. He will end up picking up a couple. We have a situation right there where they're going to move the chains. I did not see a flag call, and that is not enough for the first down, is it?
Well, they do rule it a first down for the Saints.
Well, the one thing that baffled me before is that where they moved it up previously, the marker there was fourth and still 10. And I thought that was a little inaccurate, but I didn't say anything, and I figured, well, maybe it's just my eyes and the reflection off of the sideline markers here are red numerals on black. They're not necessarily the easiest thing to see. Look out, a little quick pass going to Neil McCormick off on the left side this time. We are actually going to have a loss on that play, and we are going to have an official timeout as we have a man down. That looks like Derek Liner, who got his bell rung, and the officials will come out and look at him. He's up and walking off, limping badly. And I say he got his bell rung, that is a figure of speech. That did not mean concussion and head injury and all of that. Liner off on his own power. And we'll see if that's going to be one of those short-term injuries or something that will bother him a little bit more. He isn't even being helped off the field. He is walking beside his coach. Looks to be okay. A little tender. 6:47 showing on the clock. So the Unitigo Spartans handing it to the Seton Catholic Central Saints. Next week on WCDO, Sydney will be on the road playing at Norwich in a Friday night contest. Saturday afternoon game, the BG Bobcats against the Storm up at Unitedillo Valley. 6:30, clock running. And now it is going to be Olsen who takes the snap. He has a man open. Nate Whitman will get the first down. He is across the 30 and out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. So give Olsen a pass of about 13 yards on that and a first down. 36-0, still our score from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium.
And it just looks like Olsen and his receivers are on the same page. Not to say that they weren't in the first half, but they just look like they're communicating more, getting things more gelled together as we move along this third quarter.
Dominic Gronowski flanking right. Oh, he's going to be the intended receiver. Look out. It's going to be grabbed down in there by number 54, Alex Wally. Wally gets the interception and will run down to the 15-yard line. That play started back at the 27-yard line, and when play resumes, they will be way down at the other end of the field. It looks like about the 13-yard line. Son, you do the math.
A quick slant route, and Wally just stepped right in there, and Olsen just simply must not have seen him, and Wally runs all the way down the field. Huge gain on the play. And the Spartans up big, get the ball back, but there is a flag near the 45-yard line.
This is one of those things where you have your, you know, as they say, your 15 minutes of fame. Well, Mr. Wally that time got his hands on the football and got a long run. It is going to be called back. There is a flag on the play, as we have seen that now, I think, three times tonight. So there's a bit of a flag on the play, and we'll see where they'll put it down. Now they're going to be stopping at about the 29, so this may not be the big goof-up that we thought before. Let's see. We're still waiting for the official signal to come up to the press box. Here it goes. It is going to be a foul on the Unitigo Spartans, but apparently from the point of the foul way down, In fact, it looks to me like they probably had the play, and they marked it off from where the ball would have been at the end of the run, and just bring it back. So it'll be first and 10 for the Unitigo Spartans down inside the 30 at about the 28-yard line. Oh, pop pass going to be in there, and will it be complete? It will be complete. It's going to be Butler, the intended receiver that time, I believe. If I look across, it's probably Kellen. Nope, it's going to be number 2. That is going to be Winchester. That is going to be Tanner Winchester, who made that great catch way down in the corner, far side. Now first and goal to go from the 10-yard line. And the ball comes to the near side, the intended receiver this time. Going up in the air, let's see, is it going to be Commander or will it be number 6? And that would be Tanner Winchester. And let's see, yep, going to be Tanner Winchester. So Winchester went way up in the air, was not able to get it. Second down, still 10.
And it was a good thought. It was one-on-one coverage with Winchester and Dan O'Brien defensively. Good throw by Butler. Just couldn't make the catch.
Tanner Winchester, a sophomore, 160-pounder. And with this, the ball is going to be a quarterback keeper. No, it's not. It's going to be a handoff in there to Kellen Commenda. So number 9 will prance in instead of quarterback number 8. And we are going to have now the 36-0 score go to 42-0. As it is 4:46 remaining, period number 3, and Tyler Butler gets ready to team up with his favorite kicker. That is going to be Josh Fireman. The ball down, the hold is good, the kick is up, it is high, and we have two officials who in unison throw their hands up, and the score goes 43-0 here on the turf field at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. It is the Unity Go Spartans 43-0 over the Seton Catholic Central Saints. You're listening to football on your community sports station, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Firebends kick and over, and it's finally going to be grabbed down inside the 20. There will not be a great run back as it's going to be brought back out to about the 32. Boom, we'll start first and 10 Saints at that point.
And let's see what Robert Olson can do here. He was slow to get up after getting tackled. Does he return that kick? And he's got to be one tired player out there who's got to constantly jog back and forth between his coach on the sidelines and the huddle, calling the plays and everything. And down 43-0 as the clock runs with 4 minutes to go, trying to get a spark ignited in this football team.
Granowski, a 5'7 senior, splits to the far side. The play will be kept on the ground. It's going to be McCormick carrying. He will have first down territory as he picks up about 13. Getting that ball out now just inches on the low side of the 45. They'll move the chains. 3 minutes, 48 seconds in the third quarter. We still have not seen too many reserves coming into this ball game. In fact, we haven't seen really any. A long count. And the ball will be carried by Olson. Let's see. Is he going to keep it himself the entire time? Well, let's see. The pile is at the 49. Finally, the man coming up off the bottom of the pile will be Olson, the 175-pound junior. He says, man, I got to take a break. Interesting enough, we see some of the coaches who have been scouting this ball game from their location just below our window. Some of them are slowly getting up and beginning to move on out of here. I don't know if they're finding that it's a little chilly or if they've already seen enough, but they're beginning to pack up and go. We had the opportunity to see father and son combination Dave and Warren Kelly from Delhi. They were down here. Coach Timmy Mattingly was here. Oxford coach Norm Kaufman was here. And a few others that I didn't get a chance to chat with. We have a momentary pause in the action as we have 3 minutes and 4 seconds remaining. And it is the Seton Catholic Central Saints who want to try to get things just a little bit organized. We have two games for you next weekend. The Friday night contest, as we mentioned, will be involving the Sydney Warriors. They were winners over Whitney Point today, and they'll take Norwich at Norwich next weekend. I believe 26-0 was the final score of that game. That's what they tell me. Another game that we didn't talk about before, Maine Endwell just really handed it to Shenango Valley. Final score, 60-9. On a cold day, that would be a horrible game to have to sit through. Ball going to be snapped back to Olson. Olson hands it off in there to McCormick. McCormick will get across midfield to about the 46. I'll give him a gain on that one of about 8. That ball put down between the 46 and the 47-yard line. That's one of those where you look at it and say, well, whatever they talked about in the huddle produced yardage that time, third and about, we'll call it long yard. So two men now split to the far side, near side respectively, but the ball is going to be kept on the ground again to McCormick. McCormick tripped up immediately as one of the white jerseys managed to get a hand on him.
And and from the looks up here, I don't think he got it, so it's going to be fourth and inches as McCormick hobbles off the field.
Austin Hughes coming into the ball game. We saw another reserve coming in for the Unitega Spartans as we begin to see some clean jerseys appear here. 1 minute 49 seconds remaining in period number three. Olson with the ball. Snap. He wants to pass. He has a man open. That is Nate Whitman. Whitman now will grab it. He was off on the left side. He goes into the air, manages to snare that ball and come down on the 35 paint mark. Now, it's interesting because the ball was there, but then they're going to say it is good for the 34 when they finally mark it down. Who are you or I to argue with the official? 1-2-3 on the clock. Gronowski splits right, long count. Come on there, Mr. Olson, make that snap. He does. He whips those hands down. That's the signal that brings the ball to him. He passes it out on the right side intended for Gronowski. He can't catch up with it, and we're down to 104.
And Gronowski had his man beat him, put a good move on him, and he got good position as he took his route towards the far sidelines, but Olson couldn't connect with him, and if he makes that catch, it's a first down, and if he breaks it, there really wasn't nobody else near him, so if Gronowski breaks that tackle, he might have been in the end zone for six.
Austin Hughes, the man who was all over him down there. So it will be second and 10, dropping back again, and the ball is going to be intended out on the flat, but they're not going to be able to bring it down at all. The intended receiver that time was Cody O'Neill. O'Neill, a 6'1", 165-pound junior. Well, my boy, you got to get ready to go to work again. 56 seconds remaining in this quarter. Under the lights here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Split out is Gronowski, and keeping the ball, scrambling with it. I think he really did want to throw, but Olson will manage to get up to the 25-yard line. Will it be enough for a first down? I do not believe so. So it's going to be fourth, and we will call it one. The clock at 30 seconds and running. That fast, fast clock. And now the huddle, they're going to want to try to get off one play. I do believe they have to do that. Olson comes out over top of Brennan Levis, the center, 11 seconds, and the ball is going to be handed off to Neil McCormick. And what do they have? About a five-yard gain. McCormick just got a big run, and away they went. And I believe they will spot that one down at about the 21 as we come to the end of the quarter. 43-0 is the score. The Unitego Spartans have held their own against the Seton Catholic Central Saints. You're listening to football on a Saturday evening on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your team.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. And now to go to work for the fourth and final quarter, Mr. Bill.
Thank you, Harry. Shotgun for Robert Olson to start the fourth quarter. That pass is complete. That, I believe, is Connor McCormick, the junior. He is down inside the five for the Saints.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been one of those things where the Saints just keep on going, and they keep trying. They have come up short every time so far in this ballgame, but that time they got down very close to knocking at the door, as they say. Ball going to be spotted down at the three.
First and goal. Olson under center this time with McCormick in the backfield. One receiver to the right, one to the left. They give it to McCormick, and McCormick is in the end zone. That's a touchdown, Saints. They're on the board with 11:18 to go in the fourth quarter.
So 11:16 is what we have on the clock. And finally, it is a 43-6 contest waiting for the PAT attempt.
And let's see if the Saints will go for two or just go for the extra point. And by the looks of it, they might be trying to go for two here.
So McCormick, on a three-yard plunge, manages to put the Saints on the scoreboard for the first time.
And they will go for two as Olson is in the shotgun. Four wide receivers. McCormick in the backfield, and there is a false start on the Saints.
So if you want to have a penalty, I don't think you want to have it when you're getting that close. So they're going to march off yards. That will bring it out to the 8-yard line. And they will try that point after attempt all over again.
Same formation. Forcey and Catholic, man in motion. Olson rolling to his right, looking right,
ooh,
and he is hit hard and sacked.
Oh, in there was big number 77. And if we look down, that is Norman Adea. Norman Adea, 5'8", 165 pounds for the Unitego Spartans. He's a senior. And, boy, he came out and met Mr. Olson. Oomph.
So it's a 43-6 score. With 11:15 to go in the fourth quarter, as the Saints will be kicking off to the Spartans. A three-run carry for Neil McCormick. The two-point conversion, no good.
So this is just one of many games scheduled for week two of the football season here in the Southern Tier. We still have three games yet to play, as three games were rescheduled because of the weather and will be played on Monday. Don't have times for those. We just simply saw a big Monday come up on the official scoreboard. We'll pass that along to you. They're not any of the teams that our Tri-Town area teams play. I know one of them was the Johnson City contest. We had in there Watkins Glen. And I can't remember the other one. Maybe Union Springs, but maybe Union Springs was playing. Here's the kick.
Dan O'Brien to kick off, and now we have a whistle as the ball was in the air and might have been some confusion with either side.
It was actually caught by Commenda down at about the 20-yard line, and the whistle meant that he didn't bother to run it at all. He just simply gathered it in. And now we're waiting for the signal to come up, but they're going to mark it right back down at the 40. So I have a feeling that the officiating team hadn't gotten ready, and they weren't ready. So now we're going to start all over again.
Now the officials are ready to go, and O'Brien with an onside kick. But Unitigo will get on it, and they will take over from their own 49-yard line.
Oh, that was a very short kick, and it didn't surprise anybody. I was trying to spot who it was that fell on it. At first, I thought it was number 15. Maybe it was number 12, Johnny Wingate. I think he got his hands on the last short kick that we saw. Just across the midfield stripe at the 49, it is in Spartan territory.
And it looks like Fireman has come in to take over the quarterback duties with 10:52 to go and counting in the fourth quarter.
So Josh Fireman, that does not surprise me a heck of a lot. Now they're waiting to get the kicking tee removed from the field. The official throwing it over near the sideline didn't quite get it out of bounds, so one of the coaches has to go out and get it.
And here is a carry, and this is a good run at that for the Spartans along the far sidelines, turning the corner inside the 10. Dive, touchdown, Unitigo.
I believe that was Tanner Winchester. We'll wait and see. I believe that is number 6. We'll see if it is. You look for his number, and I do believe it is. So Tanner Winchester managing... What are you looking at? Tanner Winchester was the man with the football. What are you looking for? A pen? Pencil? Piece of paper? Piece of... No, you're doing the play-by-play. Sorry about that. I'll write it down. Okay.
Another touchdown for the Spartans, and that makes it a 49-6 ball game.
Sorry to step on your line, my friend. So Winchester now manages to get a really nice-looking run. Makes it up to 49-6.
Firebend setting up for the extra point, takes his steps back. Snap, hold, kick is up, and the kick is good. 52-6 is the score in the fourth quarter. All Unitigo from start to finish. This is high school football on Saturday night in the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, Josh Firebrand has had his work cut out for him tonight. Kick after kick after kick, good after good after good. He tees up the football again, and here we go.
And Fireman boots this one away. It's a good-looking kick. Robert Olson will take it from the 15, and now he gives it to Connor McCormick, who's tripped up at the 24. We've seen that a couple times in the second half, Harry, where Olson will receive the kick and then hand it off to a teammate. That time it was Connor McCormick, but he didn't get much there.
No, that was one of those where sometimes theatrics work for you, sometimes theatrics don't. That time it don't. Ball will be spotted down at about the 25-yard line, just inches on the low side of the 25, but the Unitigo Spartans will go on defense, and it will be the Seton Catholic Central Saints who will try to give it a go. Cody O'Neill, the junior, coming on in to work for the Saints.
And it does look like Robert Olson still in the game at quarterback. McCormick in the backfield. Two receivers, one right, one left. Here's the option with Olson. Olson keeping it for himself. He picks up a block, and he is pushed out of bounds at his own 41-yard line. So that is good for a first down gain of about 15 on the quarterback keeper.
Austin Hughes, number one, the man who came over to meet him, hit him hard at the 39, 40, about the 41-yard line. They'll spot it down between the 41 and the 42. But it was Hughes who came in and once again went down low, caught him midriff, boom.
Olsen tying his shoe as seconds are clicking off on the clock. Olsen now ready to go. He's in shotgun again. Now he rolls to his left, and he is hit hard and taken down for a loss of 4 or 5 on the play.
Oh, that time it was number 50, Joel Van Alstine, who came in. And Joel, that time, managed to work that sack perfectly. Loss on the play of about 4, 2nd and 14.
And now we have under 8 minutes to go, 7:45 and counting.
So this, we will say the last of a whole bunch of football games for this weekend. I didn't see any other Saturday night contest. This one, the home field for the Seton Catholic Central Saints, they share this field with the Binghamton Patriots.
Olsen drops back, looking to his left, and that throw was incomplete, intended for the sophomore, Nate Whitman.
Yeah, Whitman that time was nowhere near that ball. He was off and still trying to run to get to that spot. Olsen, strong arm, getting it across midfield, but poor Whitman hadn't been able to catch up to it.
It's going to be 3rd down and 14 for the Saints from their own 37. Two receivers for Olsen, McCormick in the backfield. And there's a snap. Olsen takes a 3-step drop, looking again to his left, and this time he's able to connect with Nate Whitman, but that will not be a 1st down.
Now, Whitman that time was down across the 45 at about the 46. So it'll bring up a 4th down, but they still have about 6 to go. Interesting thing with Olsen that time. He just gave that, you could see his shoulder pads go up and down as he just gave that big breath. He goes, whew, and then gets ready to go.
4th and about 6 for the Saints from their own 46. Two receivers for Olsen to work with. He's rolling to his right, and that throw is caught
by Gronowski.
Gronowski makes the catch, and that will be a 1st down at the Spartans' 46-yard line.
Yeah, Gronowski that time was able to pick up about 8 on that play, and that was all that they needed right there, as another pass by Olsen picking up 8.
So the Saints have crossed over into Spartan territory, 1st and 10 at the 46. Gronowski and Whitman, the two receivers for Olsen, and he's got McCormick in the backfield. There's the snap. Olsen looking towards Whitman, and that throw is incomplete, out of reach.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Over there that time, we had number 33 for the, that is going to be Wyatt Cogshell, doing a good job for the Spartans as he went with the intended receiver and managed to make good body contact and not draw any of those fancy little yellow things. 2nd and 10. 2nd and 10 from the 46-yard line.
As we approach the 5-minute mark in the game, Olsen under center now, and he hands it off to McCormick, who charges right up the middle. A good gain for him. He picks up 8 or 9, and he's down at the 37-yard line.
So it will bring up a 3rd, and we'll call it about 2. Good gain on that one by McCormick. Puts him up over 50 yards rushing on the day.
Olsen gives it to McCormick again. McCormick has a 1st down and more. He's inside the 20 and taken down at the 10. Neil McCormick with his best run by far of the night right there.
We just mentioned the name of Wyatt Cogshell, and Cogshell was the man who saved the touchdown on that one after a good run of more than 20 yards by McCormick.
4:15 to go in the contest. It's 1st and goal at the 10 for the Saints. Olsen gets the snap and gives it off to McCormick again, who gets 2 or 3 on the ground.
Ooh, he had to work for him that time. The man who managed to make the stop, number 70, and I do not have on an updated schedule a number 70 listed. So either I misread it or I'm giving credit to somebody who isn't in there. Oh, no, I do have 70. Doug Morse. Sorry about that. Doug Morris making the stop.
Olsen back to the shotgun. His receivers are Whitman and Gronowski. Option, and Olsen keeps it himself after he faked the handoff to McCormick, but the Spartans defense read that one. Not much for Olsen, but we have a late flag.
Joel Van Alstyne, once again, the man who manages to grab a hold of Olsen and spin him around and dropped him. Personal foul going to be called against the Unitigo Spartans. But still, it was Joel Van Alstyne who saved the touchdown.
Penalty on the Spartans.
Yeah, that should move it about half the distance of the goal line. They're going to get down inside the five. We'll call it the four. And it will once again be McCormick and Olsen and the rest of the green team.
Olsen in shotgun. Has Gronowski in motion. Olsen rolling to his left, and Gronowski is there, but the pass ball is incomplete. Olsen didn't put enough into that throw. He had Gronowski open, but the throw was left a bit short.
Oh, Gronowski tried to get to that ball. He dove, actually, if you can say diving backwards, but he came back toward the passer. But he was already down by the time he was able to get that football. I do believe he trapped it only, but it was one of those things where the intended receiver that time, Dominic Gronowski, the 5'7", 155-pound senior, gave it all the effort he could muster.
Olsen has Gronowski in motion yet again. A throw to the right this time, and that one is caught in the end zone. Touchdown for Cody O'Neill.
So O'Neill manages to gather one in. That will up the score at 2 minutes and 34 seconds showing on the clock. Pass to O'Neill. And the score goes up to 50 to 12.
And like before, it looks like the Saints will try to go for two. Olsen in the shotgun, Gronowski and Whitman, his receivers. McCormick joins Olsen in the backfield. Gronowski waved in motion from right to left. Olsen running to his left. He keeps the ball himself, and he crosses the goal line, and he is in for the two-point conversion. So it is a 50-14 score after the two-point conversion.
And you are listening to sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Well, it was a 43-0 ball game at the end of three quarters of play. But the Saint and Catholic Saints have managed to put up a couple of touchdowns and close the gap to 50-14 as we have 2:20 showing on the clock, and that's all we've got left. Mr. Blake, do your stuff.
And we have an onside kick, but that one will not even get close to 10 yards.
That one was kicked away from the 40. It actually took sort of a pointed football bounce that sent it actually backwards. And when it went out of bounds, it was behind the 40, on the low side of the 40. They'll tell them to tee it up and start it all over again and do it right this time.
That's Dan O'Brien, number four, kicking for the Saints. And here's attempt number two. The majority of the special teams unit on the right side. Here's the onside kick. This one goes 10 yards. It bounces up and over one Spartans player, but another Spartans player is right there to fall on it. So the Saints do not get the ball back with 2:11 on the clock.
Corbin Henry, number 10. He is a junior, 5'10", 145 pounds. He gets his moment of glory in this game as he swallows it up, falling on it immediately at the 48-yard line. 2 minutes being approached here in this contest. So we will see. I do believe that you're probably going to see Mr. Josh Firend in there at quarterback. Let's see.
Under 2 minutes to go and counting. 1:48 on the clock. I formation for the Spartans. And there is a carry. And we have a flag down on the field.
Yeah, we were right. That was Josh Firend. They're going to say illegal procedure against the Unitego Spartans. That is not at all uncommon when you start seeing reserves get into a ball game. The timing isn't quite as sharp as when you've got the A team on the field. So they're going to move it back 5 yards to the 43-yard line and start it all over again.
Under 90 seconds to go as the Spartans look to run out the clock here with a 50-14 lead over the Saints. From Seton Catholic Central, Firebend under center, and there's a carry.
And you'll have to spot who it is coming up off the bottom of the pile. I want to say it's going to be a number 7.
Thayer.
Is that Thayer? Yep. Kevin Thayer, a senior, 5'10", 157 pounds. Doesn't gain much. It's all going to be spotted at the 45.
Spartans in no hurry to get to the line. Firebend has two in the I formation, one receiver to the right, one to the left. And there is a fumble, not a clean exchange between the center and Firebend, but a Spartans player does fall on it. Thayer, that was, who fell on the ball, and it will be 3rd down and 7, but the clock continues to roll right along, under 30 seconds to go.
Fred Sullivan getting a little bit of playing time. He is a senior. 6 feet tall, 235 pounds. Let's see if the timing is going to be good this time.
And it is a clean snap this time. And that is Kellen Komenda on the carry. Komenda across the 50. He breaks a tackle and he is gone. He's at the 15-10-5 touchdown Spartans. And they score with not much time to spare on the clock.
Would you believe that was less than 10 seconds on the clock when he went in, and time has run out now. It's showing as nothing. Do we have a miscue on the field? Yes, we do.
Holding on Unitego, so that will negate the long touchdown run for Komenda.
So Kellen Komenda that time had a really outstanding run. Going to be called back, and that should wrap it up. They're saying the time has run out. So what do you say? We have ourselves a whale of a ball game tonight, but it comes out one-sided. 50-14 is the final score. We'll be back for a scoring recap coming up in just a few moments on your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of, and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490. CDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you back at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, New York, where the Unitigo Spartans, with a commanding victory over the St. Catholic Central Saints. Harry, both of these teams entered tonight at 0-1. Unitigo and St. Catholic Central both had tough losses last week, but it is the Spartans who get their first victory of the season on the road here at Alumni Stadium tonight.
I was down at the hot dog stand getting something to eat before the game, and one of the, we'll call them the Unitigo parents, made the remarks, I don't know, I'm a little concerned about this game, I don't know. Everybody is questioning whether or not, after we got beat up by Shenango Forks last week, can we do it? And it is one of those things where when you come out with that opening burst, that gives you that confidence again. And as a result, they just built on that confidence from there. It was a one-sided ball game, but it was a great confidence builder for the Unitigo Spartans.
Our post-game show is brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and putting our customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Harry, your thoughts on tonight's offensive player?
I'm going to go with that big mole that we were talking about a moment ago. Bursting out of there, 68 yards, getting a great run to start things off in the first quarter, and then coming back again toward the end of the first quarter, getting a 42-yard run, David Van Alstyne. I just think that he did a yeoman's job. Did a lot in the first period. After that, he didn't get any of those big breaks, didn't get on the scoreboard again, did manage to pick up good yardage after that. But it was one of those things. He will end the evening with a couple of touchdowns, having something over 125 or so yards unofficially. Just a really good night for David Van Alstyne.
The post-game show is also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and now way across Delaware County in Margaretville. Harry, tonight's dynamic defensive winner.
Well, sometimes you go with linemen, and all too often the guys in the glory positions get all the glory. But I'm going to give the tip of the hat to Ethan Barber. Barber went down that time. We sort of had to hold our breath a little bit because he had the wind knocked out of him. But he came back again with play after play. After that, really looked good. And the 6 foot, 200-pound, number 51 sophomore, hope for the future, Ethan Barber, our dynamic defensive player tonight.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at 607-563-3533. Harry?
Well, one of my big beefs with sometimes giving high school awards is that they go to the same player again and again and again. But I'm going to eat my words tonight, because Tyler Butler has won this award previously in past years, but he just does it all. He is a heady player, he's a smart player, but he's a tough player. And we saw that toughness tonight. And I can't say enough good words for Tyler Butler.
Well, we are here at Binghamton at Alumni Stadium. Billy Blake and Harry Graves, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Once again, the final score, it's the Unotego Spartans 50 and the Seton Catholic Central Saints 14. We will be back on the airwaves Friday, September 14th, when Sydney takes on Norwich in Week 3 action. We hope you'll be at the field to enjoy the game, but if you can't, hopefully you will join us right here on WCDO 100.9. In the meantime, stay tuned for more Continuous Favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Alumni Stadium Binghamton, good night, everybody.